88 degrees, 12 and a half minutes after 9 o'clock. That excessive heat warning in effect until 8 o'clock tonight. It's a small world. I'm Bill Small, and joined on the phone this morning by Keith Beaumont from the Sun Group. How are you this morning, sir?
Doing great. How are you doing?
It's Friday. It's hot. You know, we'll get over it.
Yes, it is. It's cooling down just a little bit, though.
Yeah, not really so much to where you'd notice, but it looks like for our Coffeyville summer celebration tomorrow, it should be a fairly decent day.
Right. Same here. We got an auction tomorrow, and looks like we'll have a little break, and we'll get into talking about that here in just a little bit. Always like to start off talking about a few listings. Some maybe have heard of them, but I'm going to mention them again. We still have that house up in Toronto, just about a mile from the lake. It's in town Toronto, but it's close to the lake. Nice little house, got some nice storm shelter with it. Just asking $54,900 for it, real affordable, nice little place, small town. If you're looking for something like that, let me know. A newer listing, I think I talked about it last week, but we got one in Neodesha, Kansas, and it's a very well cared for home. Built in 1996, this home has 3-bedroom, 2 baths, nice spacious living room, big dining room, nice hardwood floors throughout the whole house, 3-car attached garage with a breezeway. It's got a nice big 40 by 80 metal shop that's available there with electricity and water. That's just located kind of north of the property. Real nice property. They've taken real good care of not only the house but the land itself. They got a fenced-in pen there for horses, some cows, probably around 10 acres that's fenced off, and there's a little animal shelter that's on that, a nice large pond that's on it. This is located just a couple miles outside of Neodesha, just east of Neodesha. So it's in the country, but not too far from town, so I think it's in a perfect location. So check that one out. We got that on our website. All of these we do. We got a property down in Sedan, 253 acres. That's, again, the beautiful property, kind of a must-see one. Beautiful oak trees that kind of roll through some canyons and great for deer hunting. Got a couple really beautiful ponds. It'd make a great place to build a house for you just wanted to enjoy it for deer hunting. There's a little bit of oil income that comes with that. They lease for cattle on that, too. So, anyways, there's some ways to make money on it or just enjoy it. A pretty cool place down there. Also have a new listing in just south of Eureka. It's 63 acres. And it also has a manufactured home on it. 2016 it was put in, so a newer one. And so, check that one out, too. And you can see these at our website at www.sungrouprealestate.com. Also on Facebook, you can see these. I have the Keith Beaumont / Sun Group Real Estate and Auctions. If you get on Facebook, you can find me on there. I got all my listings and my auctions, upcoming auctions and stuff. Everything goes on there, too. So if you're a Facebooker, go look at it there also. So today I'm going to talk about the auction that we have coming up tomorrow. We got a nice big auction here in Longton, Kansas, just right off Highway 160. That's just about 30 miles away from Independence, so short drive. And also today I have Brian Beaumont, and that is my dad, and I'm doing this auction for him, and there's a few other people that's involved with it too, but he has the majority of the stuff, and I got him with me today because we're going to kind of talk about some of the things in there, and he knows a lot more about it than what I do. So we'll mention a few items, and I'll also let him kind of touch base on it. So this auction is concluding a couple businesses that he had. They had a small grocery store here in Longton for several years, and they've closed that, and so we brought everything out of that. We're going to sell the items that was in that store. Also, he had a business out of state, and they have since closed that, and he's looking more in the retirement age. So anyway, so he's selling that stuff due to those reasons. There's some good equipment that's going to be here, and grocery store items. And so I'll just kind of jump into some of the farm equipment and just equipment, and then he can kind of chime in and talk about some of these things too.
We're probably heading on to talk about retirement age because he's think he's a young whippersnapper, but I'm not ready to retire yet.
I understand completely.
Guys, we're going to have a nice forklift. It's a propane forklift. It's got the three different, what would you call that? The three different?
Yeah, a triple mass on it.
A triple mass on it, so it goes extra high. Good little propane forklift. We've used it a lot getting things around out here. And it's more of a hard surface forklift, but real good condition, runs real nice.
Also has a side shift on it, so you can move the forks from side to side when you're trying to load a truck or something like that, which comes in real handy.
Right, exactly. Also, something that's on there is pretty nice is the JCB, and it's a 185 Series 3 skid steer. That thing's in real good condition. I've been using it out here, getting things set up. With it, actually even just this morning. So it's in great condition, ready to go to work. Also, we have a large crane that's going to be in here. And do you remember about how much that crane picks up?
Man, I cut right off hand. I can't tell you.
Okay, it's a large crane, yeah. Kind of one of them all-terrain cranes. It's got the big aired-up tires on it, big outriggers. 60-foot boom on it. So that thing, and it runs, and it's ready to go, too. And we got a little cage that goes, we'll probably sell separate, but a cage that goes with that, too. It's a little man cage you can get in there and lift someone up and down to do different types of work.
And we have a couple set of blocks for double electric cable and stuff.
Okay, yep. So, moving on from that, and that forklift, going back on it, it's got a Mitsubishi motor on it, so that's kind of cool. We got a John Deere 4020 tractor in the auction. Now, it's not running condition. He believes that the motor's out of it, but it might make someone a good parts tractor, or maybe someone can just get it fixed up. I don't know. Anyways, we have that there. We have a little storage shed that's going to be in this. It's a 7x15. We got a couple floor cleaners. One of them, and I'm talking about if you had a big concrete floor you wanted to get cleaned up, you can, and it mops it, sweeps it, all that. This is, there's two of them. There's one you walk behind, and then there's one you actually get in and ride. And so we have two of those that's going to be there. We got an old Heston round baler that'll be in the auction. We got a new Holland Swather that's going to be in there. We got a couple trailers. We got one. It's a gooseneck trailer, double axle. It doesn't have a floor in it, but everything else is there. It's got a, I believe it's a Ramsey winch.
Yeah,
that's on
a Ramsey winch on it.
Yeah. And
it doesn't work, but it's easy to get parts for those at least.
Right. It's on there. The cable's on there, too. So, it's got some ramps on the back that fold out. Got another trailer. It's a little heavier-duty trailer. It's a triple-axle trailer. And what do you call that style of hitch that's on there?
Hitch and pindle.
Hitch and pindle. Yeah. It's just got the little round hitch on it. It looks like
a circle. Like heavy dump trucks and stuff.
Right, like a heavy dump truck and stuff. So we're going to have that. Let's see. We got a 10-row John Deere planter that's going to be in the auction. That's a nice little planter. Someone needs something like that. Let's see. Going into the trucks, we've got a couple trucks. We've got a 2003 Ford F-250 4x4 6.0 diesel. It's a four-wheel drive. I think it's got roughly about 189,000 miles on it. That one's going to be in the auction. So let's see. We also added a truck that's not on the sale bill. You can now see it on the website or on my Facebook. added a Toyota, and that is a 1998 Toyota pickup. It's a four-wheel drive, little four-cylinder. He drives it all over around here. And also, I think there's a slight problem with the four-wheel drive. It works, but the chain's a little bit loose. It's jumping around. When he locks it in, I think it just kind of makes a noise because of that chain. But anyways, other than that, it's a pretty good truck. So it's a 1998. I believe that one has 250,000 miles on it. Also going to mention a lawnmower that we added in there. That is a Skag Turf Tiger 61-inch zero-turn lawnmower. It's a heck of a machine. It's liquid-cooled. It's a nice mower. It's got 25 hours on it. Well, 25.9, so let's just say 26 on it. We threw that in there. Again, that one wasn't originally put in the auction in the beginning, but we've added it in there. So those are added items. So, and I got pictures of them again. I don't know if we got them on our website yet because they've just been added in the last couple days. But you can certainly find them on my Facebook. So check it out on that if you want to look at pictures of that. I'm going to mention that we threw a tractor in there. That's another new item that we didn't originally have in there. And it's a Mahindra. And that's a 2615 four-wheel drive. It's got a front-end loader, and it's a diesel tractor. The hours on that is only 481 hours. So that tractor hasn't been used a whole lot. It's in real good condition. Again, I got on there yesterday and used it to move a few things, and it ran just fine for me. So nice little tractor. I think if that's about a 25 horsepower, maybe 30, it's somewhere in that range, 25 to 30 horsepower tractor. And so real nice little handy tractor if you just need something small around your place to get on and fit in tight spots. It would be great for that. And again, that's a four-wheel drive tractor, so it'll go a lot of places that some of these won't. So, and again, we've added some of those on our page. You can go there and look. We got a three-point plow disc, the King Cutter, and it would be great for just little food plots or whatnot, or the yard. It goes behind the tractor. It says three-point. Also got a Bush Hog, another Bush Hog. We got a couple other ones, but this is another Bush Hog that we're throwing in there, a little newer Bush Hog. It's going to be in the auction as well, or I should say Brush Hog. It's a Brush Hog. And let's see. What else do we got? We'll talk about the grocery store items. So some of the things that we got in here, we've gotten deep freezers, we've got refrigerators, we've got the pop coolers, that the display rack pop coolers that, you know, you can see through, even a freezer that's like that, the see-through glass front to it. We got a couple stainless steel, one's a refrigerator, and one's a big deep freezer. And the big deep freezer, that stainless steel, that's a, is that a McCollum, is that right, or what's it called?
It is.
Maybe a McCall? I think it's a McCall commercial deep freezer. There it is right there. It's a 220. They just put a brand new compressor on that one. And so that one should be ready to go.
Not on the deep freeze, on the refrigerator.
On the refrigerator, they put a new compressor on that. I'm sorry. It's kind of a matching set. They're both stainless steel. They look about alike, but one's a refrigerator and one's a deep freezer. So... other Net Guys things to mention in there. There's a Lincoln pizza oven in there, and that's suitable to cook the Hunt Brothers pizza. That's one of the ones they require if you're going to cook Hunt Brothers pizza.
The motor on the trailer on it just been replaced. It should be in really good shape.
Okay, and it's got the pizza trays. We also got a commercial grinder, a big commercial grinder. Also a big commercial meat tenderizer. We got the cutting boards. We got the commercial meat slicer. We got the big stainless steel sink, the three-tray one. We're going to have it in there. A bunch of knives, pop racks, things they had just in the store, you know. I mean, the gloves and just, you know, there's anywhere from toilet paper to food items. We're going to be selling that stuff. bolt organizers. So the things that they had kind of left over in that store, we're going to be selling all of those. We got a couple tire machines. If someone is looking for that, we got that. Got a little electric Chicago welder that's going to be in there.
MIG welder.
It's a MIG welder. Yep, thank you. We got the little sandblasting table with the glass on it so you can see down what you're doing. We've got this oxygen unsettling torch. One of those I know is brand new in the package, never even been taken out. So some of the items that we got, guys, other than that, we got a lot of different tools and miscellaneous stuff that's going to be there. Too much to mention here on the radio. So
we even got some frozen meat.
Yep, there you go.
Good store. Frozen meat. Shoulders hadn't been set up yet. It makes some good meat.
Yes, yes. And so we'll, and we got another auction coming the following Saturday, the 16th. We're going to have some things in that. We'll talk about that more next week, but there'll be one thing I guess I'll mention. There'll be a nice backhoe that's going to be in there, a case backhoe, and there'll be some other things, but we'll get more to that next week as we get a little closer. And there's even an old Harley Davidson. Again, you can get on the website and go check that out. The auction's tomorrow, starts at 9 a.m., and we plan on getting on it and working on it pretty good so we can get everyone out before they get too hot. But it looks like we're going to have a break and all that. Come and join us. And again, if you want to get on Keith Beaumont, Realtor/Auctioneer, Sun Group, Inc., INC, that will take you to my Facebook page, and that's got a lot more pictures on it. And also you can get on our website, sungrouprealestate.com, and view it that way too. If you guys, I'll give you my contact, my cell phone number. Feel free to give me a call and ask me about any of these things. It's 316-680-5131. And we have an office there in Fredonia, too. You can call the office at 620-607-2445. Our office is just right downtown on the square, just west of the courthouse there, 431 North 6th Street in Fredonia. So, anyways, guys, check it out. Got any questions, feel free to give me a call on my cell phone. Again, that number is 316-680-5131. And hope to see you at the auction tomorrow morning.
All right, guys, thank you so much for checking in with us and letting us know everything that's going on. Keith, tell your dad he's not retired. He's and you young whippersnappers need to leave us older folks alone.
Second time.
All right. Sun Group sharing some time with us here this morning on the Mighty 690 KGGF.